We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String King.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
And this song just makes me happy. It's just got happy vibes. Great pick, Jimmy, to kick off the show.
Thank you, and there is no cloud in the sky.
Oh, I mean, is this living or what? Josh Chappelle, Dan Day, Jimmy, in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. Day two, we survived day one. What will day two bring? We've got a heck of a guest list today after yesterday's barn burner as well. We've got, coming up at 2:20 in about 17 minutes, Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins will join us. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have the television voice of the Boston Celtics. And if you were watching SportsCenter AM the last 2 days, one of the SportsCenter anchors, Drew Carter of ESPN will join us, talk some NBA and other stuff. Drew's a good friend. We'll talk some NBA with Drew. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, ahead of the Kachuk Bowl, Senators and Panthers tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. You can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans will have the call. Their coverage begins after our show ends. We'll talk to George Richards of Florida Hockey Now to preview Panthers-Senators and talk some potential trade deadline news for the Panthers, who they may be targeting. Obviously, Sam Reinhart, Gustav Forsling, got to get those guys extended, Brandon Montour as well. So much to ask George Richards today. He's coming up at 4:20. So Jesus Luzardo, Drew Carter, George Richards, all joining us on the show today. We may be joined by Channing Crowder. I don't know if Crowder will be on today. He does have the StreamYard link. So we'll all find out together whether Crowder is joining us. Now, look, it's a scheduled day off for him. If he joins us, it would be fantastic. But he's not supposed to be here today. We will be blessed, though, if he is. I think he spent the weekend with his family in Disney. And that's where I want to start. Last summer, my wife and I, we took a trip to Universal and Islands of Adventure. And I'm not a roller coaster guy at all. Never been. Hey, I'll go on ones that don't go upside down. But I was peer pressured by my wife last summer to go on the Hulk and to go on the Velocicoaster at Universal. I don't know if you guys know about the Velocicoaster or the Hulk. Have you guys been on either one of those?
I've been on the Hulk, not the Jurassic Park one.
Jimmy, did it take a lot of convincing for you to go on the Hulk for the first time?
Not much. Not much. I just toughened it out, and I went on it.
Because I threw a fit with my wife all day long. I was saying, you know what? I'm going to go on this ride, okay? I'm gonna suck it up. I'm going to go on it for the first time. Now, mind you, I'm 29 years old. I have been to Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, plenty of times over the years, field trips, whatever, as a kid, whatever. You make the trips to Orlando for it. But I had never been on the Hulk. I don't like the upside down. I don't like it. Not a fan. And the drops, just it wasn't for me. But I promised my wife going into the trip that I would go on it if she went on. And so we're walking up to the Hulk to go on the ride. And all of a sudden I go, you know what, Mara? Just go. I'll wait out here for you.
Come on.
I'll wait out here for you. I can't do it. I'm not going on. I can't. I just
channel my inner Channing Crowder. You got to show out, man. You got to go there and you got to man up and ride with your lady.
Yeah, so she then got incredibly angry with me.
Yeah, women love roller coasters.
As she should. Well, it was an emotional roller coaster for all of
us. Oh, yeah, well, you.
Before we got on. I was just so hesitant to go on. And I said, you know, I'm going to sit right here. Don't go get a locker. I'll hold all your stuff. Just go, and I'll wait here.
Good husband.
She got really upset with me.
Oh.
You know what I did? I eventually ended up sucking it up.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up going on the Hulk three times.
Whoa!
Three times. And it wasn't bad, although I might have ended up with a concussion because of my head hitting the side of the harness that comes over your shoulders. But there's a great photo of me from afterwards because obviously they have the picture, the camera that like they get you in the worst possible spot. And there's a great photo of me looking scared out of my mind, don't want to be there, just disgusted at the situation. And I believe Hawk and Chris Whittingham, who joined us yesterday, both have that as my contact photo in their phone. Moral of the story is, listen to your wife. Mm-hmm. Go on the roller coasters. Not that bad. I am now a roller coaster guy. And I was hoping Crowder would be here because I want to know if he's a roller coaster guy, if he goes on everything, all the rides, or if he's the one who holds everything and everybody goes, the kids and the wife, and they all go, or if he's the one that joins them. Because like I said, it just hasn't been for me, but I overcame that fear thanks to my wife, and I've lived to tell the tale. So if Crowder does join us at some point today, we will most certainly get to that. I hope we do. I also will tweet that picture. Maybe.
Ooh.
I'll see if I want to.
Ooh.
I'll show you guys.
I can't wait.
During the commercial break. I don't want to scroll through my phone right now as we're on the air, but there's some stuff to get to today as well. Somebody texted in that I pulled a Solana by chickening out and then going on the Hulk. LeBron was in the news the last couple of days. We'll talk to Drew Carter about that because LeBron had an interesting quote that he's 50-50 on whether or not he wants to go on a farewell tour or if he wants to just Tim Duncan it and go out quietly and not call the attention to himself. Now, we experienced 4 years of LeBron. We've seen what LeBron has matured into. Depending on your perspective, the best, if not the second best, NBA player of all time. 4 championships, 1-2 of them down here. LeBron loves to make things about himself. I don't think that's a secret. I have a hard time believing that he's going to Tim Duncan his way out of the NBA when it's time for him to retire. He will go on the farewell tour. He will love to get the attention. We got to experience the Miguel Cabrera farewell tour last year with the Tigers coming through. And some of the gifts that he was getting were pretty cool. I feel like LeBron wants to be part of that. But the reason I bring up LeBron is because he's obviously a free agent coming up. And CBS Sports Network, CBSSports.com, put out an article ranking every team's chance of landing LeBron if the Lakers don't end up keeping him. Do you guys want to guess where CBSSports.com had the Heat ranked from all the teams in the league?
That aren't the Lakers?
That aren't the Lakers.
Second. Jimmy?
Okay, that's a good guess. Jimmy.
First.
Not first. In fact, the Lakers, I guess, technically are first in this. I thought they weren't including them, but they are. I actually have the Sixers as, I guess, first place in the non-Laker category. But here's what they say. Well, actually, we'll get to what they'll say later about this. But they've got the Heat and the Cavs, third and fourth.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know how that's going to work, how the Heat are going to make that happen, if it's even possible. Would you guys, like, be in favor of the end of LeBron's career finishing down here in Miami again, or you don't want any part of that anymore?
I'm 100% for it. Let's go. Bring it back. Run it back.
What do you got to lose besides games?
Yeah. Space? Yeah, that's true.
And is he a package deal with his son? That's the other thing, too, about the situation that's very odd to me. Bronny James at USC is a freshman. I saw LeBron say that he's still contemplating whether or not he's going to declare for the draft. Now, I can't say that I have watched a lot of USC basketball this season, but Bronny's averaging less than 6 points and less than 3 rebounds a game.
He's somewhat underwhelming. I've watched a couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, stay in school. I get LeBron wants to play with Bronny, but like that's I'm not so certain that's a great idea. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, we'll get to more on that later because I want to talk to Drew Carter about that whole situation and the farewell potential tour for LeBron James whenever that time comes. But we do have Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins coming up at 2:20. So let's get to headlines and our weather right now.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight, the Cats are back in action, 7 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena against the Ottawa Senators.
Big game, and we'll talk to George Richards about that coming up at 4:20. If you remember, last November, these two teams played in Ottawa. Panthers won 5-0, but there were 167 penalty minutes doled out. At one point, all 10 players on the ice got game misconduct. So I wonder what kind of
So you're saying a hockey
brouhahas we'll have tonight.
A hockey game could break out tonight.
Correct. Hopefully it does.
Your bar mitzvah, your life, all came to a head yesterday when William Byron won his first Daytona 500. The Hendrick Motorsport racer won under caution.
Great race yesterday. We had it on during the show. William Byron, who is a great story, started out as an e-racer. Didn't even like, you know, a lot of guys come up young. They race go-karts, sprint cars, things like that. He was an e-racer. Learned how to do it.
He was an eraser? A racer?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dad. Appreciate that. If you didn't join us yesterday, Dan is referring to my bar mitzvah theme, which I let everybody know on the show yesterday was NASCAR. So each like table at the reception was a different track and things like that. That's what you expect from a 13-year-old Jewish kid in South Florida. Exactly. They love NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. On to weather from the New Mesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. You heard Jimmy earlier. Not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful weather the last couple days. Temperatures yesterday in the 60s. A little warmer today, but man, some great, great weather here in South Florida. All right, we've got a great contest for you, a chance to meet and get an autograph and photo with Jaime Jaquez Jr. at Hollywood Collectibles on Sunday, March 3rd. For your chance to win, just text the word Jaquez, that's J-A-Q-E-Z, to 20357. That's J-A-Q-U-E-Z to 20357, and you just might win. Can't wait to win. Go to HollywoodCollectibles.com to purchase your tickets. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Great guest coming up in the next segment. Jesus Luzardo of the Miami Marlins, expected to anchor the rotation this season. Full squad workout started today. Everybody reported to spring training in Jupiter earlier this morning. We'll talk to the Marlins anchor in their rotation, Jesus Luzardo, next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy mackerel.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Hockman and Crowder. Josh Appel in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana today. Big guest coming up here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Happy to be joined by Marlins pitcher Jesus Luzardo. Jesus, report day. Appreciate you making the time for us today. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Glad to be on here. First day of camp. Excited to be back.
Vibes are good out there today. It was nice weather the last couple days you guys had.
Yeah, no, beautiful weather. Today was a great day, actually. It warmed up well. And, great vibes. Everyone's happy to be out there. And just a great day for all of us.
Before we dive into kind of what's coming up this spring, this season, I want to reflect on last season. It was a career year for you, stayed healthy through the whole season, started a playoff game in Philadelphia. You know, as you reflect back on 2023, what sticks with you the most?
For me, it was really like just the ability to be out there every 5 days consistently and just staying healthy for a full year. That's something that I've wanted to do my whole career, and I was glad to finally be able to do it, and something that I look forward to being able to do continuously in my career.
You know, you pitched in the playoffs before last season, but pitching in a playoff game in that Philly fan atmosphere, what was that like?
It was awesome. It was a crazy experience. The fans, the Red October, as they call it, was, you know, they obviously make themselves felt, but it was awesome for us, awesome experience. And I think that's something that every player that played in that game and that was there will take moving forward. And, you know, now they know.
Right. You kind of get that feeling, kind of get that experience. For those who don't know and aren't familiar with kind of your background, you're from down here. You're from South Florida. I want to go back to 2021, the trade deadline, when you found out that you would be a Miami Marlin. What was going through your mind when that happened, when you got that news that you'd be coming home to play the sport you love?
I mean, it was honestly, I didn't even believe it for a second. I just didn't understand what was going on. It was kind of like surreal to me. And then when it finally clicked, that I was coming home, it was awesome. I was so excited. And my family was obviously very excited and just happy to get back to a good support system. At the time, I was struggling pretty bad. So I think it actually helped me in a long way.
Well, certainly, it's proved with the on-field results. And one of the main cogs of this pitching staff and really the guy that makes everything go is Mel Stottlemyre Jr. And he is lauded as one of the best pitching coaches in Major League Baseball. And his guys are affectionately referred to as Stotts Tots. Love those shirts. I think we should actually bring them back this season. But could you just talk a little bit about Mel and the type of impact he's had on you in your time working with him?
Yeah, I mean, Mel's just been so helpful to me. And I see it with all the guys that he has. He just puts so much attention to detail and really cares about the guys he takes care of. And, he's just a great communicator with us and helps us along the way and gives us some great advice. So I can't speak highly enough about Mel, just how much he's helped me.
Marlins opening day coming up later this month, March 28th. They open up at Lone Depot Park against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jesus Luzardo, Marlins starting pitcher, joining us on the show now. Unfortunately, Sandy Alcantara, he'll miss this season due to Tommy John surgery. but as a lot of us have seen on social media, he's still out there heavily involved in the workouts here in spring. I'm sure he's going to be around the team the majority of the season, if not all season. Last year after he got hurt, he was still around. He is one of the leaders of this team. What does it mean to you guys to still have him out there and still being able to kind of just interact with him, not just about baseball, but things in general, just having him there? How great is that for you guys?
No, it's great. And, you know, like you said, he's such a leader in the clubhouse. Like, seeing him out there, even though he's hurt every day and putting in the work with us, I think it goes a long way and shows a lot of guys, you know, what he's about. And obviously we know, and just his work ethic. So it's awesome to see as a player and as a teammate.
With Sandy being out, you'll be relied upon to have a little bit bigger of a role in the rotation this year, one of the anchors. How do you approach that mentally? Is there a change in that aspect for you? Just kind of how do you approach the quote-unquote bigger role going into this season?
No, I don't really approach it differently, to be honest. I feel like even though my role maybe wasn't as big last year, I feel like I put a big role on myself just internally. I feel like I always want to go out there and get as many innings as possible for the team and kind of take that load off the bullpen as much as possible. So last year, this year, I feel like I just need to take the same mentality, as try to be available every 5 days and go as long as you can in the game.
Now, I have to ask you about this. It's not a baseball question, but you mentioned you're a South Florida guy. You like all the teams down here. Earlier this season, you and a few other guys had a chance to bang the drum before a Panthers game. Sandy got to do it a few weeks later, and I don't know if you saw the video, but the cadence on the second drum, whatever you want to call it, second round of drumming, the bump, 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 bump. Sandy didn't really get the cadence right there. I don't know if you saw it, but you might need to coach him up a bit on the on the banging of the drum on the chant.
I didn't get to see it, but now that you mentioned, I mean, I saw pictures, but I didn't see the video. Now that you mention it, I might need to give him some crap for it. So I'm gonna give him a tough time for sure. That's a good one though. No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
I'll make sure I send you the video after we're done with it, because look, we love Sandy, but we got to get the cadence right on the chants. We're leading an arena full of people, getting the Panthers ready.
Of course,
for a huge game.
And that's a guy with incredible amount of rhythm. So.
Like I said, you're a big Panthers fan. I mean, you went to a lot of the playoff games last year. I know you've been following the team this year. How exciting is it for you to kind of be a fan, like kind of lose yourself in that fandom as you play for one of the teams down here as well?
I mean, it's great. And just being able to be so close, like I'll be at the game tonight. Me and AJ Puck are planning on going over. So just being able to be close enough and obviously like still have that fandom, even though I play for the Marlins, being able to be a fan of another sport, being so close, is, I think it's awesome.
Who's your guy on the team? Like, who's your favorite player on the Panthers right now?
I mean, there's a lot of good dudes, but I mean, Chuck is just, he's a dog, and I love that about him, that he never backs down. He'll scrap anyone. So I'm a big fan of his.
He'll scrap anyone except his brother, apparently, Brady. Brady and the
Senators
are in town. We were just talking about it before. There were 10 misconducts and ejections given out the last time they played, like 170 penalty minutes. You might, we were joking earlier, you might go to a fight and like maybe a hockey game will break out.
Exactly, yeah. No, I'm excited for the game, and I think it's going to be a good one. So maybe the brothers will get into it. Who knows?
So, Jesus, on this show, the producer Solana, we were out doing a show somewhere about a month and a half ago, and at the establishment that we were doing the show at, the owner came out and said, "Hey, do you guys want me to order you guys pizzas? I promise this question is going somewhere. Hey, well, you guys want to order some pizza?" And he asked Solana what he wanted to order for the group of us. And Solana suggested a veggie pizza. And on the front end, if you're ordering a veggie pizza for yourself, getting a slice or two for yourself, that's fine. But when you're ordering a pizza for a large group of people, it has to be cheese or pepperoni, right? Like, that is such bad ball by producer Solana, ordering the veggie pizza, is it not?
I think cheese is always the safe play. If I was going to pick a safe play, or at least ask the question to the group, but I think veggie would be, that would be the first time I ever had a veggie pizza, if we're being honest.
Nobody eats veggie pizza. Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, it's news to me about having a veggie pizza, but I can't knock it. I just never had it.
Right, but then the gall to even order it for a group of people. Again, you said, well, if you ask and people agree to it, it's fine. He didn't ask. He just ordered. And that was just
it was a bold move.
Very bold. I'll get you out of here on this, Jesus. Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins joining us right now on the Hockman and Crowder Show. I think you've been asked about this previously, but for those who haven't heard it, I want your Mount Rushmore of South Florida sports figures here. This show, the show's host, Mark Hockman, loves a Mount Rushmore, so it's only fitting if we get you out of here on your South Florida sports Mount Rushmore.
Okay, yeah. I think I might have said one like 3 weeks ago, but I think it might have changed a little bit.
Wow, okay.
Not in terms of like recent, but I think I said Barkov, of course. I mean, Barkov is a legend, but I think I got to put the Chuck just like current right now. Okay. If I had to do a current Mount Rushmore, you got to throw obviously Tua in there. You got to throw Arise in there. Jimmy Butler. And I mean, that's all four. If I had to throw like an extra one, just cause I would say Masvidal, just because, you know, he's a Miami guy. I used to love watching him fight, even though I think he's done, but, yeah, those would be my four plus a reserve.
All right. Well, we can make a new five-headed Mount Rushmore just for you.
Perfect.
Marlins pitcher Jesus Luzardo joining us. Jesus, thanks so much for the time. Good luck in spring training. Good luck this season. Can't wait to watch it. And I'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Marlins pitcher Jesus Luzardo joining us on Hockman and Crowder. Back with more after this.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hock and Crowder.
Josh Appel, Dan Day, Jimmy, in for Hock, Crowder, and Solana today. Thanks to Marlins pitcher Jesus Luzardo for joining us in the last segment. We've got Drew Carter of ESPN and NBC Sports Boston coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and then George Richards of Florida Hockey Now coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. I asked Jesus in the last segment to give us his South Florida sports Mount Rushmore. He booted Alexander Barkov off of it, put Matthew Tkachuk on, Luis Arraez, Jimmy Butler, and then who was his fourth? Tua. And he had Tua on it. And the texters are wondering why there was no Messi and also chirped us and called us millennials. I don't have a problem with his Mount Rushmore. He said it was current. It was a current Rushmore.
Yeah, he made that distinction.
Right. So we don't have to include Dwayne Wade. We don't have to include guys like that. We don't have to include like Dontrell or Miguel Cabrera, Dan Marino, Pavel Bure,
Jeff Conine.
Niner. Yeah, this was just current. And I don't think Messi's done enough yet, honestly. Speaking of, Inter Miami starts their season tomorrow. Real Salt Lake, MLS favorites this year, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. I don't think Messi's done enough yet to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Won a championship.
Okay. But did he? I mean, I know it's a cup and I know it counts, but like, did you see the trophy? The trophy was embarrassing. Like the actual trophy itself, not the accomplishment. The actual physical trophy. No.
Okay. To be determined.
So we've got, like I said, Drew Carter coming up in the next hour, George Richards in the 4 o'clock hour. Before we get to this segment, just want to tell you the NFL offseason, it's underway, and we'll always have the latest news. The Heat, the Panthers, and the Canes are in full swing, Canes basketball. Keep up with everything by listening to Hawk and Crowder every day, especially when they're in, and it's not me. Follow the show by downloading the free Odyssey app. You can listen to them live or on demand and use the rewind feature to listen to any part of the show you may have missed. Download the free Odyssey app today and make Hawk and Crowder your favorite show. So in the first segment, we talked about this CBSSports.com article ranking potential destinations for free agent LeBron this offseason if the Lakers don't end up keeping him. LeBron has expressed that he would like to stay with the Lakers, but things are fluid in the NBA and things change all the time, and you never know what can happen from one moment to the next. But this article, out of all the teams in the NBA, has the Heat and the Cavs ranked third and fourth for the most likely suitor for LeBron James this offseason when he's a free agent. They go to say the Heat don't have quite the same caliber of centerpiece to send back to Los Angeles, but they can offer a deeper package. Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez would both surely appeal to the Lakers. Miami will still have two tradable first-round picks this summer as well, and the Heat are so good at developing cheap depth, that a top-heavy balance sheet would appear to be a solvable problem. All a James, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo trio would really need is shooting. I feel like we just went down this path this past offseason talking about Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez being in trade talks for a superstar in the NBA. And I'm not sure at this point that if the Heat had to give up Hero and Jaquez for the final year of LeBron or the final years, however many that may be, of LeBron, is even worth it at this point. What do you guys think?
No, I don't think it's worth it right now. Look what he's doing with the Lakers. He's got another superstar with him, and they're barely getting by. They're barely getting into the play-in game. So, yeah, to mortgage your future like that for what would end up probably being more of a nostalgic choice than anything, I wouldn't do it. But then again, what do I know? I'm not Pat Riley.
Neither am I, flatly. I am not Pat Riley either. So let's get that on the table.
I wish.
Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody, but I am not Pat Riley. And it seems like that any team that gets LeBron, whether he stays with the Lakers or he goes somewhere else, they're going to have to make room eventually for Bronny. I don't know how that's going to work because he'll have to go through the draft, but it seems like the end goal for LeBron is to stick around until Bronny and LeBron can play together. But as we mentioned, like this idea that Bronny's going to come out of the draft this year after 1 year of being a maybe serviceable player at USC, like that just doesn't register with me.
Yeah, there's just no way.
Teams see right through that, yeah.
There's no way. He's averaging like 6-7 points a game. And granted, remember he went through the health issues and he joined the team a little late. He's kind of behind. But still, I've watched the games and it's nothing crazy remarkable that he's doing. Nothing that's worthy of leaving early for the NBA and getting drafted. And but do they have two rounds yet? Are they going back to two rounds in the NBA?
Not sure. I would imagine so.
I think they still have the
yeah,
two rounds.
I don't think they ever went away from two rounds.
Okay, because they're talking about in the future, the first night's going to be round one and the second night's round two. And I'm like, wow. A hardcore fan like me who loves watching drafts is going to stick around for that second night. But that first night, oh, but I mean, Bronny James would get drafted on his pedigree and his old man more than anything, like because he is not NBA ready from what I've seen on TV.
Maybe they'll play in the G League together.
Oh, yeah, that. Sioux Falls Skyforce, let's go. Birmingham, I can't remember the other name.
I think Hawk is going to wait out his radio career to reach the point where he can do a show with his son. I think that's where this is heading to. And I think it's very clear that I'm also saying that Hawk is the LeBron of sports radio in South Florida. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah, we got that for sure. But Hawk doesn't have to wait that long because DJ is, a sophomore in college?
Yeah, him and Bronny James are like the same. DJ's like a year older, I think.
And no, I mean, nobody graduates college in 4 years anymore. So, you know, five more years from now, good to go.
I think Hawk's got it in him. I don't know if he has enough hair left, but he's on the radio, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's not, what would the word be? What's the word? He's not exhausting himself. He's not, you know, wearing himself out too much.
No, and also, like, Hawk into a Mount Rushmore for every single topic. There are plenty of Mount Rushmores to get Hawk through the next however many years until he can do a show with his son. I don't even know if that's actually a goal of his, but I just think it's funny to draw the parallel between Hawk and LeBron. One and the same, really.
Yeah,
because you know if Hawk was going to go on a retirement tour or think about retiring, he's not doing the Tim Duncan. Hawk is doing the farewell tour for sure.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. But I was saying this. LeBron might say he's 50-50 on the farewell tour or the fade to black. The NBA is 100% locked in on him going on a farewell tour. They want that money.
Absolutely.
You know how much money?
Well, I bet you all the NBA cities, I guess that's what you're referring to, like the individual NBA cities love it because it'll be the last chance that a lot of those fan bases will get to see LeBron play in person. Somebody on the text points out, why would Pat Riley want LeBron back, especially the way LeBron treated him when he went to see him in Vegas? I mean, that's a great point, but time heals all. You know Pat Riley loves a whale, and if they can patch things up, I mean, look, Dwayne and Pat patched things up to get Dwayne back after that ugly ending between the two of them. So you never know. I think that's a valuable point, though. And like, it's, I don't know, like, what the circumstance, like, if it's just regardless of what level of success the Heat reach before this potential transaction. Like, part of me thinks that we're talking about something that has no chance of happening because LeBron has, like I said that he wants to stay in Los Angeles. And obviously he has a lot blooming off the court in other ventures that have to do with Hollywood. And obviously being LA is right in your backyard, going back across the country, back to South Beach or near to it is probably not conducive for that. But like, it's fun to entertain the idea of it. I don't know how the Heat would make it work. And I don't love the idea of having to give up a guy like Hero or Hawkes, especially Hawkes, but I think it's fun to entertain.
I think it's cool. And I mean, like you said, Pat Riley, it's a business. If you can get him for the right price and everything, yeah, I mean, yeah, they can let bygones be bygones.
Really, I'm rooting for this because the Knicks are ranked as the team right above the Heat and the Cavs in this article. And I love the idea of the Knicks missing out on LeBron once again, a final time before his career is over.
Oh, I'd like the idea of him actually going to the Knicks and it just being a total dumpster fire. That would be so New York Knicks. Like,
no, but I think the rejection would be more satisfying. I think like the nice consolation prize if LeBron ended up with the Knicks eventually would be that going the way that Aaron Rodgers went with the Jets, where the consolation is like, you don't want him to go there, but the consolation is, oh, what a disaster.
Ooh, yeah.
I want the rejection to me is that's the goal. That's the whale. You want to talk about whales. The whale is the Knicks getting rejected again.
It doesn't matter what their record is. Just being rejected again.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the team they have in front of Miami and Cleveland, besides LA, are the 76ers, interestingly enough.
That's weird.
New York, Miami, and Cleveland are ultimately passive observers here. They can do nothing until LeBron indicates to the Lakers that he's considering other teams. And they'd all need the Lakers to cooperate in a trade. But the Sixers, they can be the aggressors, and that's a role Daryl Morey knows all too well. He's known to have pursued LeBron at least three times as a free agent in 2014 and 2018, and as recently as this past trade deadline. He's just never actually gotten him.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like the Heat's recently. They're not gonna, the big whale that they so covet. The Sixers can generate space with Joel Embiid, a better player than any of the serious suitors can muster, and Tyrese Maxey, an ascending star that would fit with James like a glove, still in place. The James Harden trade gave them more than enough draft capital to go and get Bronny if needed. See, I love that aspect of this. I just love that Bronny is a package deal with this. And I think it's going to be really cool if and when it eventually happens. But he's not good at it.
Well, you know, you got a really late first-round pick, or you got a second-round pick that you're going to waste pretty much anyway. Why not go out there and, you know, roll the dice, take Bronny?
Somebody else writes in how many, and this is a great point because Inter Miami kind of ran into this in their preseason world tour with Messi not playing in a couple of these games and some venues having to give out refunds. Somebody says, well, how many games in that LeBron farewell tour will he actually play in? That could upset a lot of people in these road markets too.
Nope, he's got to play. That's the thing. It's a deal. One last shot.
If you're not going to play, sit out the home games. The Laker fans at Crypto.com Arena have seen plenty of
that's games. True. You probably sit out some of the early to mid home games, and then you got to play all the road games. You got to at least show your face for a couple of minutes in all the road games because that's not fair to have people go out there and everything like that. That would be a little bit upsetting. I'll admit that. I would admit that on your farewell tour. You roll out the, I don't know, what's a gift, you know, somebody might give them? In Oklahoma City, they give him, I don't know, a lounger, and he comes out in street clothes. I'm not playing tonight, but I appreciate that, guys. Always love coming to Oklahoma City.
He'll sit in the bench on the recliner. Somebody also writes it, and I'm glad that they did this because I forgot about this yesterday. The Marlins radio voice, Kyle Seeloff, joined us during yesterday's show, and we were talking just about some of the wagers we have in yesterday. We'll get to what we have in today. It's a full card today coming up at 3 o'clock. Don't you worry, guys. We'll get to that.
I usually get drunk on the weekends and maybe make a wager here and there. You're like, okay, well, I got a card today. And I'm like, oh, man.
I mean, of course, it's a loaded card. We got so many NHL games. We've got Champions League. We've got Premier League soccer coming up at 3 o'clock. But Kyle Seeloff, and in fairness to him, he did say to fade him. You'll make a lot of money if you fade Kyle Seeloff. He said take Virginia Moneyline on yesterday's show.
Woo!
Did you see that game?
They were down, I think, 35-7 during the national anthem and continued to lose by about 30 or 40 points.
They lost 75-41.
Yeah. I watched the highlights.
Oh, it's so good. And look, again, you can't get mad at Kyle. He said to fade him. Always do the opposite when it comes to that. If you ever hear Kyle do it, come on with us again. And he gives you a pick like that, you know, do the opposite.
Man, I can fade him and Hawk together. Maybe I do have a future as a professional gambler. God, yeah. If I fade Hawk both of those pushed. Guys.
I every now and again, Hawk will send us the wagers that he puts in that he does on the show. We are on a winning streak right now because Fred Warner and the over 3.5 yards on the first play of the Super Bowl. Those two I came from, obviously, Crowder and from Hawk. So we're on a heater right now with the Hawk bets, with the Hets. But he does not have a great track record either.
No. I worry about him sometimes when he starts telling me all that went wrong the night before. I'm like, goodness gracious.
Well, we will get to what we got on the card today in the next segment. We've got Drew Carter of ESPN and NBC Sports Boston joining us in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get headlines in the next segment as well. That's next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.